Where is the War in the Pacific Museum located? It stands to reason it would be next to the Pacific Ocean, of course. However, it's actually located hundreds of miles from any large body of water. The reason why has everything to do with one very important military leader. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at American Countryside.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
No worries, just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Mike Hagee is CEO of the foundation that oversees the War in the Pacific Museum in Fredericksburg, Texas. He's often asked one important question.
Why do we have the National Museum of the Pacific War a couple hundred miles from the nearest big body of water? And it's really quite simple. Admiral Chester W. Nimitz was born here and raised here for the first 5 or 6 years of his life.
Chester Nimitz was born here in Fredericksburg on February 24, 1885. He became one of the country's top military leaders during World War II.
Admiral Nimitz actually wanted to go to West Point. There were no appointments available, but he found out that there was a competitive appointment for the Naval Academy. So while he was still in high school, working, studying, he also studied for the Annapolis exam. He took it, he won it, and he actually went to the Naval Academy before he graduated from high school.
Nimitz served as commander of the Pacific Fleet. The War in the Pacific Museum is today located in his hometown. It traces its roots to the hotel Nimitz's grandparents owned and operated.
When the proprietor decided to close the hotel, the city fathers got together and said, we need a museum to honor Admiral Nimitz and the men and women who fought in the Pacific War. So it started very, very small. A few rooms, a couple of mannequins with sailor suits on.
Hagee grew up here in Fredericksburg and has quite a military history himself, for he would become commander of the U.S. Marine Corps. In fact, he once tried to get a letter of recommendation from his hometown hero. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Fredericksburg, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.